girl here, Simply T, Doubly Poetry, daughter of the late great James A. and of the living and giving Lisa L. And welcome to another episode of the Paradigm Shift Convo, a podcast created to spark interest and start conversation on societal norms, and in most cases, challenge its relevance and agenda. The idea of shifting the paradigm in our culture can be considered rebellious or rash. However, in the spoken word open mic scenes in which I dwell, it is not only common, but required. Hi, I'm Simply T Poetry, a combat veteran stumbling back into civilian life with a probation opinion and a handcuffed tongue, excited to freely speak about whatever the hell I want. This is the Paradigm Shift Convo. What is going on, you guys? I hope y'all are out there having an amazing, amazing week. I wanted to stop in and tell y'all a little bit about how my time has been going on the San Diego Slam team. I let y'all know that I got on the team, but I haven't really gave y'all a lot of insight on what's been going on that team. And let me tell you, it's a lot, like a lot, a lot. So the coach of the team is none other than well-renowned poet, laureate extraordinaire, Mr. Rudy Francisco. Now, if anybody knows who he is, then you already know that he is an absolute beast in the game and has been doing spoken word, open mics, competitions for years. And he has absolutely dominated the scene. Okay, so if you don't know who he is, then go ahead and look him up. His name is Mr. Rudy Francisco, spelled just like it sounds. Okay, so that is my coach, first of all. I'm gonna brag on that later on. You'll be hearing that name often because I'm just excited to be working with him and to be very vulnerable. The biggest reason why I even competed in San Diego Slam Team was to work with him, because I know that he can up my writing, performance, just all around game in this poetry scene, from wherever number you want to put me at to 10,000. Okay, so I'm just super excited about being able to work with him. Now, my other team members are amazing. They are so different and dynamic, but we like fall under so many of the same umbrellas that it just works. It gives us the ability to be, I guess you could say, like, diverse, but at the same time be able to communicate and come together to collaborate on the same type of events and experiences that we all share. So I'm really excited about that. And one of the things that has been huge for me since I've made this team is that we do rehearsals twice a week. And one of the things that we do when we get to rehearsal is basically, we do like these games, right? So we have to like do similes and metaphors, and we have to be very artsy and persuasive and unique when giving these similes and metaphors. And I know y'all are like, really, T, a simile, a metaphor? And I'm like, yeah, I thought I knew how to do them too. And I do, but not to the level in which Rudy has an expectation for it. And so just the small things like that, on him just kind of like discarding your first, second, third, or fourth idea, like, is a little frustrating, but it's really like making me fall into a place that I've never been before, not just with my writing, but just internally with like my one mind. Like, I don't go that deep. Like, it's like, you're a poet. Yeah, I know. But I don't go that deep with me. And he does that for all of us. And it's just very refreshing. Again, frustrating, but refreshing. Because I do want to get better. And I know that it's going to take, you know, some growing pains. And hopefully I'm growing, because I'm definitely in pain. Another thing that he does that is very effective is that he doesn't let up on you. Like, if he gives you something to do and it's hard for you to do at the moment, it's one of those things where you feel like you'll be more comfortable taking his advice, going to work on it, coming back and showing up better. He's like, no, he will literally like look at you and make you work on it right now in front of me. And it's so evasively uncomfortable. But I get it, right? Like, it's like, no, I'll just, you know, I'll work on it at home when nobody's watching me. And he's very like an upfront, in your face coach. And I love that. It's like, again, it's frustrating, but refreshing. So it's something I've never, ever had as far as a coach being so evasive. But I feel like it's definitely necessary in this particular part of my career and searching as Simply T Poetry for like my next move, because I can't keep doing the same things that I was doing, and I have to find new and more innovative and fun things to capture audiences, and more importantly, just solidify my own talent. So yeah, I'm super grateful for him. And the, like I said, my other team members are just amazing. They're very, oh my goodness, what is the best word? I don't know, like they're just very, they're all unique in their own style. Sherwin, he's from the Philippines, and his ability to capture regular information into very big imagery is, it's dope. Like I struggle with imagery in my poetry. So I've really looked to him for that. And then we have Ronald, we call him Ronnie. He's super dope. He has his own open mic spot, first of all, called Black Expression. So, you know, I'm all about the Black entrepreneur for one. For two, he is super laid back and he has a very dry sense of humor, which is perfect. It's dry and witty, and that's right up my alley. So I find him very funny. And his poetry is so like laid back, but it's clever and it has these hits of like humor. But was he trying to be funny? Like, I don't know. And I just love the way he delivers it and carries it. It's just super dope. So, and then we have Shatir. Shatir is the other female on the team. Shout out, girl power. And Shatir has a very big personality. Like, she's definitely like a personality. She's upfront. She's in your face. And what I love about her and her ability is she don't really sugarcoat anything. She pretty much gives it to you just like she got it. And it's so crisp and precise when she's speaking and her poetry, and just her demand to capture an audience is very relevant. So Shatir's dope, and we're all like at the mercy and kind of like at the feet of Mr. Rudy Francisco, like, teach us, teach us, teach us. And then he does, and I'm just like, and I kind of sometimes, like at times, I kind of feel like the weakest link almost, like I'm the runt of the group. And it might have that feeling because I haven't been working with him. Like, I don't, I'm not from the scene. I'm the outcast, right? So everybody else is pretty much been in San Diego for their entire lives. And I'm just like, I got here 6 months ago and yeah, I'm on the team. And it's always weird for me being in the military and then making a team, and you beat out people who have like been there for years and months and, you know, trying to get on that team. And it's very awkward and it's hard being the outcast, because at times, even though they don't make me feel this way, I feel like I have so much more to prove because I'm new. Like, I'm the new girl on the block. And that's a little difficult because it's hard for me to, you know, just jump up and move when I need to, I guess. And I'm sure that has, like, a lot to do with just my military 15 years and just now being so mellowed out, right? Like, I don't have all these things and all these responsibilities anymore, and I feel like it's almost seeping into things that I need to accomplish. I'm having a hard time, but it's all part of the process. So I'm still working. I'm still trying to make it happen. I'm definitely one to keep myself accountable, not for myself necessarily, but for the people who are depending on me. So one of the best things that pushes me forward to continue to be creative and write is the fact that it's not just about me. Like, I have a team that's dependent on me to show up, and not only show up, but be more incredible than I was yesterday, for the sake of, you know what, bragging rights, for the sake of winning, hell, just for the sake of being better than you were yesterday. And that's important. And I'm grateful that I made the team, because I feel like it is like the best way to keep myself accountable to get better as Simply T, and be able to provide the people who dare listen to me or follow me with more content and better content of the things that I want to represent and display as a poet, a writer, a public speaker, a mentor, all that. An MC, 1212, all that, right? So this is definitely going to be a constant journey, and I will keep you all posted on everything that's popping with the San Diego Slam. So this concludes another episode of the Paradigm Shift Convo, a safe space for non-conforming, proactive, innovative idealists. If you enjoyed what you heard, don't forget to follow me on your favorite social media platform, which can be located at simplyteepoetry.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. Keep grinding, keep shining, positive vibes only. And as always, it is your girl, Simply T, Double E Poetry. Get at me. Let's go.